10 lines from the top. So Mil Tut, we're discussing Bilam. The Pasuk says, like 12 lines from the top. V'yayas hakeni, v'yisa mishaloi. Keni so, v'yisa mishaloi. Now what does that mean? Amalai Bilam Yisrael. Bilam told Yisrael, Keni la yisi mana ba'isa eitzah. Yisrael was Keni. Weren't you with us by that Eitzah? We know this Chazal. The Eitzah that Pari was Geizah. That Kalab Ben Eiloi Da'et HaShlichu. Anyone, all the children, all the Yidden should be thrown into the water. So Yisrael, Bilam asked Yisrael. What?
The boys.
Right.
The babies.
Right. So Yisrael, so Bilam asked Yisrael, weren't you there also? Who put you so high up that your children are going to sit in Lishkas HaGaza, your children are going to be Sanhedrin? There were three by that Eitzah. Eluhain, Bilam, Iev, and V'Yisra. Bilam, Sheyoatz, Bilam that gave the Eitzah, he was the one that was Mechadish this Eitzah, Ne'er. He got killed. Iev, Sheshosak, Nidim B'Yisurim. Eov that was quiet, he got Yisurim. Now why? What was wrong? He was quiet. What was he supposed to say? Shtiki kaida. Shtiki kaida. What the pshat is that?
You could have stopped
it. Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, I'm situt vayish right now. So obviously it didn't bother him enough. Shasak, he was quiet.
Took ages, he could have stopped
him. Right. Obviously he was one of the three. The Yisrael Shabbach, Yisrael ran away.
No, anybody that woke up to Parah wasn't afraid that Parah was going to kill him.
I guess if there was Yayetz and it wasn't like the Shabbos, what to do? So you just quiet.
It says by the Marcus, don't you know Parah that the shrine is destroyed? So they have, obviously he listened to them. And Rashi in a few places says he's afraid that if he didn't do what the Am wanted, that they'd get rid of him.
Yisrael Shabarach, Yisrael they ran away. Zachob Bnei Banav Leishav Lishkas Agazis. Is Einklach, we're going to sit in Lishkas Agazis Sanhedrin. Shnamo Mishpacha Seifrim. Seifrim is Sanhedrin. Yeshu Yaivis to Yisrael Mishmatim. Seichsim Heimo HaKinim. These are the Kinim. Abo Machmas Avi Beis Rechav. So who's Kinim? Yechsiv of Nei Keni Chaisin Meisha. The children of Keni Chaisin Meisha. The Shvei of Meisha. So you see Keni is going to refer to Yisrael. Olum Yerat Moram. That's where he came from.
Why is running away?
Running away, showing the Yenashtam Tzutra Halzach. You don't have Shtikaida, you don't have anything. He's Mistama right. You couldn't say Keneged, because if you would say Keneged, his head would have gotten chopped off. But he did whatever he can. V'yisa Mishalah, the Pasuk says, V'yisa Mishalah,
V'yem. He said first he was
Meichan,
then he ran away.
Oh.
I don't
okay.
Know if he made a
Mechor
or he just ran away.
Hashtag just says he ran away, you don't see Rashi anything, but maybe. It says in Pasuk Vayisa Vayte Va Bilam Vayisa Mishala Vayayma Oy Mi Yichya Misumay Keil. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Oy La La Uma Shetimatze B'Shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu Oysa Pidyon Labanav. What was to the nation that's doing a pidyon that while the Baruch Hu is trying to beguile them, they get in the way? What's that similar to? Mi Matal Ksusay Bein Levoy Lelebiya. Who's going to put their clothing when an animal, a lioness, are trying to mate, are trying to be it? So the same is when the Baruch Hu trying to be paid this bonav, who's going to put their foot in between? Who's going to try to stop them? The pasuk says, "Vayte v'tzim miyad kiti." What's a tzim? Ashi says, "Tzim is big boats." Was Amirav Libay Nasapir? That's the name of the city. That's where it was. That's where it was stood. Then the pasuk says, "V'inoy Asher, v'inoy Eiver." So, what's the two things? So we say, "Ad Asher katli miktel," till Asher you should kill everyone. V'kam ve'elach mishabed shibudei. From there and on, you should just be mishabed them. They should work under you. They should be your slaves. This is talking about when Klal Yisrael should kill out. V'inoy Asher, v'inoy Eiver. So we're telling you, till Asher, the Rebbe should say, kill out the guy. He was saying Bilam was being Mavarach Leitzah. It was Levrachis, whatever. Yeah. Are you going to end up killing? Yeah. Hinini Hailech La'ami. Yeah, because that was said. Hinini Hailech. You're going to go La'ami L'chai Atzcha. As the Pasuk says, L'chai Atzcha Shiyasa Amazel La'amecha. La'amcha. So, in fact, the Gemara. I'm chala mazemi by the way. Your nation for this, for that nation, right? He was giving etza to Balak that he was telling him, "Yatzri, give me Ashiyasa mazel amcha. What that nation is going to do to you? Forget am chala mazel. What your nation should do for that? By the way, I'm a baba kana. Godem shemikalas atzmai. Someone who's cursing himself a title kolas alachem, and he depends it on others." So too, Bilam didn't want to be Taylor, the Shiflis and Balak. So that's why he was trying to say it the opposite way. So what did he tell them? So Bilam gave him Eitz. What did he tell them? Alehayim shall Elu Sayna Zimo. The God of Klai Yisrael is Sayna Zimo. He doesn't like, he's upset about Znus. Vehem is Avon Lekaypish. I'll tell you another secret. The Yidden like flax. Let me tell you, Eitz. Aselan klaim, make tents. Vayishav ben zaynus, put zaynus in them. Zekena mi b'chutz, an old woman outside. Yald mi b'fnim, and a younger one inside. Because if they're going to see a younger one outside, they're going to stay away. Just put an older one outside and a younger one inside. V'yim kulan klay pishtan, let them sell flax. So what they do?
They're not
going to
want to do
aveiros. They're not going to just straight out want to do aveiros. So try to hide from them. So aselan klaim, they made tents. May Har Shelag at Beis Yeshimas from the place called Har Shelag till Beis Yeshimas. V'hoisha ben Zainas.
You know how big that was?
No, how big?
I'm saying from northern Israel.
That's where Har Shelag is.
It says that it's Har Chema, which is today, so that's all the way north.
Yeah, till?
It says till Durham. I don't know where Durham is, but Durham is at least Yehuda. It's pretty far.
So it's a couple hundred miles.
Hundreds of miles, right?
Right. And Vaishav and Zainas, put Zainas, there's a Kainami Bechutz, like he said, the old woman on the outside, the yald of him and a young woman on the inside. While the Yidden are eating, drinking, and happy, the Yates and the Tile Beshuk, they're walking out in the streets. And Masla is a Kain, let the old woman say, Yatim Vakash Kle Pishtan, do you need, she go over to the Yidden and say, do you need flax? The Kainai Masla, the old woman says, Bishav, I'm going to sell it to you for regular price. The yolda, then the young woman comes out and says, "Lebe pachas m'shtayim, b'shtayim half price, b'shalosh ba'amim, a third." Akach emes, and then she tells him, "Harei at kibem bayis." Then he comes in, and she tells him, "You're like a ben bayis over here. Shav, sit down, baral atzmacha, choose yourself." It's a tzur sheyayin amayni munach etzla, and she had some jugs of wine next to her. V'dayilin nesa yayin shel nachem. It wasn't yet aser yayin akum. Amr aloi. So she told him, "V'tzayin chashatish tekei sheyayin." Maybe you want to drink a little wine. Kivin sheshas aive. Once he got to the wine, boy, boy, the Yitzhar came to him. It was brewing in him. Amr aloi. So she told him, no, he told her, "Hashmili, you want to come for Tashmish?" She took out the Avodah Zarah from her chest. Amr Eloi, she told him, "Avod lazeh, deem this Avodah Zarah." Amr Eloi, he told her, "Hala Yehudi ani, excuse me, I'm a Yid." Amr Eloi, "Machbos lach, what bothers you? Klim of Akshem Chalapir. What do you think I'm asking you? I'm just asking you to do Yitzrachim in front of it." When he did, Shavidasa Bekacha, we learned by Baal Pa'er, and Machlekes, but we had Manda Amma, it said, even though you don't know what you're doing, you think you're doing bad, since that avoided to it, that's already a problem. So not only that they were being mezana, they also were doing avodah zarah.
Right. Hashem hates znus. Where did they come up with this added bonus of
a? They understood that
that helps.
What?
It's a good plus.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. But as much as enough.
But that Bamsi doesn't have the Avodah Zarah. He had no intention of Avodah Zarah.
Right.
They had no intention?
Yeah, and Avodah Zarah is totally Bekavana.
Right. No, we clear. That's what we said.
You have just said it.
By Paro, the shadow was
if he didn't. It's not a normal.
Right, but we had the machlekes in the mall.
So if I don't see the path, then
it's a problem. V'lo yait, el she'emin eni menachaschah. I'm not going to leave you at your tichba v'teres meish re'abach till you kaifa in teres meish. Shneim heima bo baal Paro. They were shocked because they were nimis ka'avam, because the type of his nus. They ended up being kaifin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems like to do Avodah Zarah, they had a problem. They had to convince them. But once they did that, and to be kaifin and Teres Moshe, it was much easier. They had no problem with that. Fine. V'yeshiv Yisrael v'shitim. Zakti Mar, v'lezayim v'shitim shema. It's called Shitim. What's Shitim? That's the name of the place. And Bishu Amish and it's asking with Divishthus. They were Isaac and Divishthus. What we just said. Vatikran Allah Amma Zivche Elehen. And Velazah Ema Arumais Pagoban. Who they approach? Nosham Arumais. Naked woman. And Bishu Ema Shanasa Kulam Balekaren. They became Balekaren. Kari. My Lashon and Fidim. Now we're hopping a different pasuk. When it says Fidim, what does it mean Fidim? Same type machleik. So Rebbeleza Amir Fidim Shema. Same Rebbeleza said Beshitim is Beshitim Shema. So Rebbeleza says also Fidim Shema, the name of the city was Fidim. Shua Amir Shuyupa Asim and Divetaya. By Amalek, they got weak from Divetaya. Shema Lifnu Avais Albanim, Rufin Yadayim. And Rufin Yadayim is Taya and Mitzvahs.
He's talking about
Amalek? About Fidim, yeah. So we said it's just the same type machleik. Does Fidim mean? Same machleik. So Rebbeleza says, just like by Shittim, it means its place. Rabbi Leza says it's its place, and the Bishu comes and dashes. And says, no, it doesn't mean its place. He's dashing something from how to attach the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yechana, Kol Makom Shenema Vayeshev. A new Gemara. Anytime it says Vayeshev, in a Loshen Tzah, when it says Vayeshev, it's going to come to Tzah. Shenema Vayeshev Yisrael B'Shittim. It says they sat B'Shittim. Vayechalam. This is the Bnei Smayev. Then it did Znus. It says, V'yeshiv Yaakov v'eretz Megur Yaviv, v'eretz Kanaan. He sat in that, V'yav v'yosef v'dibasam ra alavim. He ended up saying the Lashon Hara over there. That's where everything started. V'nehemah, it says another pasuk, V'yeshiv Yisrael v'eretz Goshen. Saying it's Goshen. Then it says, V'yikiv v'yimei Yisrael lamas. And they started dying. Then it says, V'yeshiv Yudav Yisrael v'etach ishtachas gafna v'tachas teinosai. What happens over there? V'yakam Hashem satan l'shleim v'asadad adaymi v'zer melech u'be'edah. Fine. Zok Tumah Vayta. It says in Pasuk Vis. What? Well, we always have that. It's, even though it's somewhere.
The Gemara usually asks.
Yeah. By Hebe Me'ach HaShveyash, right? But the Gemara comes a whole list. The Gemara asks over this sometimes, right? Yeah, you always find something. It's Malchim Midyon Ogwa Chalaleim. What's that? It's Bilam Ba'ari Hagu B'char. So Gemara, Bilam, my Bayasim. What was Bilam doing by Malchi Midyan? Bilam comes from Aram Narayan, Masha explains. So what was he doing over there? Gemara, Amar Bechon, Shehalach Litascha, Esen V'arva, Elef, Shippen B'Yisrael. He, the Maisa, ended up killing 24,000 people, ended up dying. So he was trying to get the payment for it. What he did? Scha for it. Amar Mazutu Batuvia. Amar Rav, Hayna Dami Inshi. This is how people say, Gam la ozel le mibaya kani. The gamal goes to get his horns. Oid ne da'ava le gziza minan. He goes there and he ends up losing his ears. So it's something mashallah, okay? But the kids, Bilam went to get payment and he ended up getting killed over there. It's a mashallah for me, okay? Like
so you didn't understand you want too it. Much, you lose what you have.
I'm saying, yeah.
Why didn't he deserve payment? He did a job.
Oh, so it's not so posh. You have to see, the Mashal explains, what was he doing by Malchi Midyan?
What was the
Shaykh
back then? Why did he go to Midyan?
Yeah, why did he end up going back there?
So that's the
Mayas. Right, that's the Mayas Kasha. So Mashal wants to know, why should Midyan pay him?
It's the only Maya that ended up using it.
Right, very good. That's the Mashal's Kasha. So, Mashal explains, Mashal Chim Midyan, B'lei Mab Shavtichu Al Aschak V'arichem Mefashim Azeh. Doesn't explain why. But Vayyish Lemon Fisher Balak Melech Moyev, Amalil Bilim, Amati Kavida, Chaber Chavin, Menachash, and Makabal, Helech Achatzasa, Vazukne Midyan, Ocha Atzasa. They was the one that did the Eitzah. Yes, anyways, what was your question?
Did why couldn't he get paid? What's wrong with what's wrong with
it? Oh, because he didn't really, he didn't deserve payment.
He gave him a bracha.
No, but he gave him a bracha. Got them to do. He
right, but that was like a la chayad. I mean, it was, and they literally didn't get killed.
You paying him something he didn't do.
But
they didn't have a contract for that. He didn't have a consulting contract.
Well,
them to be,
right, but it came out klachayat. Like they didn't. It wasn't really that they killed them. It was like they ended up doing aveira and they ended up getting killed.
Why did he get killed, Bill?
Well, he look what he did. He killed all.
He
was not surprised.
They killed him. Who killed
him? They said the same and he fell down.
Right, Pilate killed him.
Pilate killed
him. Yeah.
Oh, Pinchas killed him.
Yeah, no, Pinchas didn't kill him. We'll see. No? We'll see in the Gemara. Hogu b'nei Yisrael b'char. Klai Yisrael killed him b'char. Whatever that means, we'll see. Kaisim is more like Kishif. Kaisim Navi. He was a regular Navi. He had Navu. Why do you have to call him a Kaisim? First he was a Navi, then he became a Kaisim. Amar Papa, I mentioned this is what people say. Mizgani Vishilti have Azyan Legavri Nagri. What does that mean? An Isha of the great master, Sarim, became Azion the Gavri Nagi became was Mizana with the low people. So you see such a Muslim. Then it says, Hargu b'nei Yisrael b'char v'chalalem. He got killed b'char v'chalalem. Amar Av shekayim v'amim Mises, skilo v'sreif v'hag v'chenek. He ended up getting Dalad Mises. Now how do you have that possible? So Rashi explains what happened over here. Mises ha'amim ha'shvash talu, they hung him, v'yitzise eish tachas atzliva. They put fire underneath. V'chatchu yoyshe, they chopped off his head. V'nafal tech reish, and he ended up falling into the fire. T'liya haynu chenek. Chatichas reish herek. K'shnafal ha'or, it's a skila. K'shnafal ha'or, haynu sreifa.
So what kind of skila is it you have to meet? So?
Oh, it's a fact of Masha. Very good, Masha. It's a fact of Masha. I saw a very interesting punkt yesterday. I heard a very interesting story. A true story in Turkey. I was trying to say, Maisa v'shgach ha'pratis. A real lats, and he ended up doing bad. B'kitza. He did, and he was by the Suda, and he was such a let that they didn't chap that he was coughing away, and they thought that was part of the tzanis, and he ended up dying from, he was eating fish, and he was choking, and he took a choke to death. The guy was so scared, and he schlepped him to his neighbor who was a doctor. The neighbor, the doctor, came out, and he laid him down by the doctor, like this, it shouldn't be that he killed him in his house. So he ended up, you know what I mean, sir? The kid said he ended up, the doctor came out late at night and he didn't see what was going on. And suddenly he tripped over this, he sees a person laying there and he tripped over it and he thought he killed him. So he slept him someplace else. And he went to this place and he ended up being by a chayat, by a tailor. And the tailor sees a guy laying in front of his house. He gets all upset, what are you doing? He thought he was a robber. And he takes his iron and he throws it at his head. And the kid said it happened to four different times. So the kid said they came. And the judge called the last guy, and he wanted to be, you know, they brought him to court, and they say, you killed him, and he says, yeah, but I didn't mean it. I thought he killed him, but he says, I didn't mean it. He says, well, then it ended up that they were announcing that they were killing this and this guy because he killed this person. And the wife of the original guy says, hey, you got to tell the truth. It's not the guy that killed him, you're the guy that killed him. And all the wives came and snitched on the guy, and they all end up with the bezin, and they chapped that the guy was the original bezin was Skila Sefer Chanik. Remember this? He was chayiv all four things. So that's what he got.
Understood?
This is a comical story.